This is CliffCentral.com.
We stood there, mouths dropped. Four guys, two South African, two American. Watching 50,000 maidens dance in rhythmic and thumping synchronicity. In Swaziland's annual reed dance. With endless rolling hills and miles of mountains providing the backdrop for the dances. The cultural experience felt like we were extras in a fantasy film. Minutes before the ceremony, we were lectured by a Swazi elder about the true meaning of the dance, why the virgins really dance before the royal family. According to popular narrative in the media, the maidens dance for the king, and he takes the occasion to scan the 50,000 young girls to choose a wife. Although I had recently arrived on the continent and knew very little about Swazi culture, this logic did not make sense. So, when the elder explained to us that the king chooses his wives based on regional research around a centuries-old principle of war and peace strategy, and the dance was actually about symbolically renewing the kingdom with reeds, it made the ceremony that more majestic. This type of misunderstanding is an important factor that impedes Brand Africa from reaching its optimal potential. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I am your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show exploring the link between people and brands, human and brand potential. This week's episode is inspired by the record-breaking movie, The Black Panther. After watching the film, I walked to my car and sat there for nearly an hour, internalizing the extent of how the movie moved me. Halfway through the film, the same feeling came over me as when I watched the reed dance for the first time. It was Africa, the strong hand of external influence, unapologetically Africa. Beauty without being measured against a Western expectation, a celebration of its uniqueness, of its history before colonialism, and a future beyond it. Today's show is about what can be learned from the Black Panther to assist in elevating Brand Africa. There are many reasons the film is breaking records at the box office in America and around the world, but one of the primary ones, it tells new stories, but ones that are universally understood. It struck a chord. If you have not seen it, it's okay to continue listening. I won't give away key aspects of the plot. I'll merely share observations and take ways that can be channeled into brand strategy to fuel Africa's growth. In fact, I'm only going to share three key points. But before I get into the strategy, let me give you 20 things that I personally took away that I think are going to make you think differently about Africa after you see the film as well. Number one, it's a triumph in translating Africa's deep cultural wisdom. It was profound how the wisdom of elders and the wisdom of the king came across and was able to sort of mute simplistic interests that have always been sold to us in film. Number two, Africa's cultural symbolism is used futuristically, fusing tech, inspiring a vision for Africa that highlights how its culture can be leveraged and not lost. For example, they use blankets. Okay, I won't get too much into it. Here we go. The film managed to elevate Africa's values without lowering itself to Western propaganda. Number four, aesthetically, it's a masterpiece on all levels. It's just beautiful. Oh my God. Like, everything about it is beautiful. Number five, it channels Africa's diversity, uniting the continent's collective strength. Literally, you found Kenyans, Nigerians, Central Africans, South Africans, all working together, using the magnificence of each of their culture as a strength. Number six, it diffuses any value in Western colonial imagery. There were no women wearing straight hair, no Western attire, no nothing that had to do with elevating the West. And they did it without preaching, just lifting African styles to a place of deserved prominence. Number seven, the film managed to find a way to balance the power of both genders. Women were portrayed as equals to men, as wise and as strong. Number eight, Somehow they neutralized America and made it a compliment and not a hero. That's right, America is not the hero of the movie. Number 9, it showed the inherent power in beautiful, rich melanin. Chocolate, beautiful black skin was on display. Number 10, the Black Panther's sister really did an amazing job. Number 11, the soundtrack features artists from across the diaspora. Number 12, the director took chances with lead roles, not the same old faces. This was such a welcome. I'm so tired of seeing the same people over and over in every film. As much as I love Denzel, I was ready for a new Denzel. Number 13, innovation and tradition were given the same weight and gravity. Number 14, collectivism reigned over individualism. Number 15, Africa was shown to be pioneering and not only was not in need, but led the way globally. Now, some of it was a bit of a stretch, but you'll judge for yourself. Number 16, the writers didn't make Africa seem perfect. It was clear there were issues, but it rose above the issues to a world where reality and fantasy were both believable. Number 17, the stories were so powerful, the movie rose above race and took Africa with it. Number 18, the 3D effects added a dimension, giving you a more intimate access to the beauty. Number 19, it was actually really funny. I really enjoyed it. There's some really funny characters, and it was just well written. Number 20, Africa's imaginative power appears unlimited in the film. So, sure, have I fallen in love with Africa over the last decade or so while living here? Yes. But I do believe I'm able to check my biases for the purpose of this conversation. I'm a film buff, and I love a good movie. So, what I'm sharing with you, I think you'll also see, and you will see your own beauty as well. Now, I told you I wasn't going to give anything away. Let me shift to the 3 opportunities I think are immediate brand opportunities. Here are the 3 things. Number 1. I believe that all marketing and tourism agencies across the continent could unpack the various cultures, create strong characters from each culture, and develop short films about them. When I say short films, I'm talking 5-10 minutes. There are so many cultures from west to east to South Africa that have cultures with heroic stories that could inspire interest from tourists that would shift the focus from poverty and irrelevance. I'm talking about stories that could cause people to engage the continent so fundamentally different. And I also believe it would change how leaders value their own people. The second thing I think can happen, African symbols can inspire innovation beyond anything the world has ever seen. Schools could immediately launch a nationwide or regional-wide or continent-wide innovation campaign in partnership with global tech companies. And whoever came up with ideas using African cultural symbols specifically would receive bursaries and prizes. You tell me that wouldn't be exciting. And lastly, the strong women in the movie inspired me to think about how women in Africa have cultural practices and roles within various cultures that do not limit them, but in fact elevate them. A communication campaign that unpacks the learning around these roles and how when you remove the westernized perspective, show major promise. These are 3 simple things that can be launched on social media with very little cost that when the messaging is really focused, could really amplify the brand. I'll stop because I am tempted to slip up and give you some of the spoilers, but just go see the movie. Chadwick Boseman, who played the lead character T'Challa, was full of certainty and wisdom. He mastered the role. His sister, she was played by Letitia Wright. She was witty, brilliant, and kind of made the movie for me, as I mentioned earlier. The mother, played by Angela Bassett and Lupita Nyong'o, as a spy, she was awesome. Eric Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan, was also a gripping character. This Marvel hero leapt off the page and put Wakanda Africa on the map. And whether you are curious about the future of brand Africa or simply like a good movie, this film is a much watch. We'll be back next week with the next episode of the Brain and Brand Show. Email me on timothymaurice@gmail.com with ideas and feedback. Thanks for listening.
This is CliffCentral.com.